Dilemma 4. My husband says he can't carry on the pretense. Here is the dilemma. My husband and I have been married for over 30 years and we have lived in France for over 25 years. We are both French speakers and fully integrated in the French way of life. 5 years ago, we bought a house which needed totally restoring. We bought it as a home for our retirement. It was decided, mutually, that I would live part of the time in this house to control the work, make new friends and make a start towards this new life, and I would visit him frequently. It seemed an ideal solution and I would have the best of both worlds. Things have not worked out like that. My husband found the solitude difficult at first, and then found that he quite liked living alone. He has found that now my presence is annoying. He has now admitted that for most of the years we were together, he didn't love me, and that he wanted to leave me and the children. He talks about suffering from bouts of depression, but they only come on when I'm around. He suffers from physical pains, but again, they only come on when I'm around. He says he doesn't want to hurt me but is unable to carry on the pretense of being a happy couple. He wants to get a job in another country. I am not included in this project, and hopes that the last few years of his working life give him job satisfaction. This seems to be a major priority for him. During these 30 years of marriage, I had no idea that my husband was unhappy. He is a difficult man to live with, as his career has taken up a lot of space in our marriage. I can now see that he may have been using his obsessive working as a cover for avoiding family life. He doesn't talk readily to me, saying that I'm a poor listener and keep interrupting. His inability to communicate with me is clearly a major problem, although he has said that he has found female friends with whom he loves to talk, but I doubt that he is discussing emotional issues. The only indication that something may have been wrong in our couple has been his inability to help me through moments of emotional crisis. He has always turned his back and allowed me to deal with the situation. I harbor great resentment over this. Right now, I am suffering terribly. He is able to offer me a silent hug, many apologies but no hope. My husband is able to block out memories of his childhood. He remembers very little. He almost, but not quite, abandoned his parents. His sisters communicate with him, rather than the other way around. If he goes to work in another country, he will block me out. I still love him and cannot believe that he is doing this to me. He says he feels terrible about this, but only when I am around. Should I let him go, knowing that he might get the job satisfaction he wants so badly, but knowing that he will probably erase my memory? Should I try for counseling when one partner has been unhappy for so many years? What do I do in a house that was bought for a joint future, that still needs a massive amount of work and in which he seems to have lost interest? Here are the therapist's answers. Therapist 1 is a counselor and life coach with experience of working with alcohol and addiction issues as well as with eating disorders. Here is her answer. I have read your email several times and each time I could only sympathize with you. How difficult it must be for you to come to terms with how your husband feels after having been married for 30 years, especially having no idea he was unhappy. If he has started to see a psychiatrist to get some help, this is certainly a positive sign that he wants to resolve his unhappiness and, yes, it will take time. In the meantime, it could be very helpful for you to have some individual counseling to support you in coming to terms with how you move forwards both emotionally and practically as well as working through the resentments you have. Is there any truth in what he says about being a poor listener and interrupting? Perhaps in his own way he has been trying to say how unhappy he has been, and sometimes our fear of hearing our worst nightmare can also make us unavailable and bad listeners. This feels a blunt observation and possibly unfair. However, talking to a therapist slash counselor can help to see our part in relationships and how to find a way through, even if the outcome is not what we want at the time. After 30 years of marriage, it certainly feels worth it for both of you to seek help individually and possibly eventually some couples counseling. Therapist 2 is a relate-trained counselor with experience of working with relationship issues and is an experienced couples counselor. Here is her answer. I'm really sorry that you find yourself in such a dilemma after 30 years of marriage and can understand why you say you are suffering terribly. It must have come as a great shock to discover that your husband has apparently been harboring such unhappiness for all these years, and despite making all these joint plans, is now planning on a future without you. I'm glad to hear he has at least started to talk to a psychiatrist to find out more about his depression, but I imagine that you are being left in an enormous, unhappy limbo at the moment. You asked if you should see a counselor even at this late stage, and I would have thought it might well help you to explore your own feelings of resentment and lack of support from the past. I know this doesn't necessarily move you on as a couple, but perhaps the process might give you an outlet for your own emotions at such a difficult time. Even as a couple's counselor, I don't ever guarantee any success or resolution when couples undertake counseling together, but it usually helps to look at options and the possibilities of making some positive changes in behavior and attitude. At the very least, it tends to help couples understand what has gone wrong in the past, and even if it turns out to be too late to save the marriage, it can, in some cases, help both individuals move on with less guilt and anger. However, I know that you say your husband says he has always found it difficult to communicate with you, and it may be that he needs to investigate his feelings with the psychiatrist for however long is needed before he can begin to explain how he feels. Meanwhile, it leaves you with some very practical and emotional issues to deal with. Perhaps you could try writing down the difficulties in order of priority, and work out what you feel about the property and where you'd really like to live now, given the current circumstances. Perhaps it hinges on where you feel most supported by friends slash family, who might become quite important at the moment. If you think that seeing a counselor might be useful, and I know you speak French fluently, but sometimes it helps to talk to someone from your own culture, perhaps you could start with one who suits you and see if she would be prepared to talk to you both if it becomes appropriate, even as a way of improving the communication between you. Therapist 2 is a psychoanalytic psychotherapist with experience of working with relationship and many other issues. Here is her answer. From a psychoanalytic perspective, it is difficult to give you a definitive solution to your dilemma. Your letter is very much asking for a solution to the problems that you say your husband has introduced into your life. It is very possible that your husband is suffering from a depression which may be causing him to review his life and to assess where he wants it to go. You mentioned that you are both planning for your retirement. Retirement can be a stressful issue and can evoke fears and uncertainties about what the future holds for both partners in a marriage. In your letter, you say that you have had moments of emotional crisis, but you don't actually say how these manifested and what brought them on. I would suggest that this oversight may be indicative of the way that you are presenting your difficulties. You seem to be very focused on your husband's difficulties, and when you do talk about your difficulties, you do so with reference to your husband. I wonder whether there might not be painful issues from the past that are contributing to your present difficulties. One of these issues might be to do with control. You ask whether you should let your husband go. The truth is that you cannot actually stop him from going if that is what he wishes to do, and I would suggest that this might be very frightening for you. Issues to do with control may stem from a fear of not being in control of one's own life, of being at the mercy of others or of circumstances. It may also be that both of you are angry and that this and other feelings have built up over your years together and have not been addressed by the two of you. Again, for both of you the feelings may also have roots in what happened in the past. You might want to consider psychotherapy for yourself to try and clarify how each of you is contributing to the difficulties that you are experiencing in your marriage. Psychoanalytic psychotherapy is not an easy undertaking, especially as its focus is on how client is contributing to the difficulties in his or her life. Also, as you mention in your letter, psychotherapy can be a lengthy process. However, it is the possibility of enabling you to see how you might be restricting yourself in the way you live your life and, by doing, so enable you to live in a less restricted way.